continuing in our shiurim on Iyun Tfila, Birchas HaTorah, the importance of Birchas HaTorah. We were discussing last time, each and every yid has his own chelek in Torah. Said in the Nefer Shimshon, he says, an unbelievable yisoid about the concept that we call Bittul Torah. Levar es matbea haloshen shetovu lana rabbi seinu bittul Torah asher hu pele mamish. It's a wonderment. What does that mean when you say, oh, that person was learning, oh, he wasn't learning bittul Torah? What does that mean? V'chishayach levatul me'atayah HaKadosh. Is it possible for someone to be mevatul, to nullify a part of the Torah HaKadosh? Afilu k'moy anima, the slightest bit. You have the control to be mevatul, to nullify the Torah? What does that mean? Ein zeh ela bittul zman. Call it bittul zman. I should be learning now. I could be learning now. I mean mevatul time. Reaksher bittul hazman on mevatulim. Mitzvah zaseh. The limud haTorah. So if I have opportunity, I should be learning now, and I'm not learning. So I'm mevatel zman. I'm mevatel the potential for the mitzvah haTorah. Limud haTorah. Okay, shem shebalulav lematzimu matbeya aloshen bittul lulav. Rak bittul mitzvah haTorah. The lulav akeitzer boy. If someone does not perform the mitzvah of picking up a lulav. Doesn't pick it up. We don't say, bittul lulav. He's not mevatel the mitzvah of lulav. He doesn't nullify it. He's mevatel the mitzvah asay de lulav. He has opportunity to perform the mitzvah asay of lulav. And be yaitze it, and be mechayim the mitzvah. So he would mevatel that potential. Gam kan hayitzichem l'chol ha-yoyselam a bittul mitzvah saseh the Talmud Torah. You want to call it a bittul mitzvah saseh the Talmud Torah, that's fine. Ach, matbeya ha-loshen, the chachamim u-mesakin, they coined the terminology of bittul Torah, mashma, ki ilu cholila shayach bittul, as if we can nullify le-etzem ha-Torah. What does this mean? Hayitachin? What does this mean? Is it possible to say such a thing? What's pshat? Amnam lefima shebiyarnu kanu muvan. And we can understand well. Shere lechol Yehudi yesh chelik b'Torah. Each and every year has his chelik in Torah. Vayidei shu mevatel hazmanoi. And if he's mevatel his time, ein hu mevi es achelik hamayuchad v'hamasuyim rak loy. Lidei giloi. You, me, each and every one of us, we have a responsibility. The Torah, each one of us has our own Torah, the part of Torah, a chelik, that is designated just for each individual. You have your portion that's designated for you. If you have the opportunity to learn, and you mevatel your time from learning, you're supposed to use that time to bring out, to be megala, a certain point in Torah, so you be mevatel that Torah. You talk about mevatel. That's a tremendously deep nekuda point, and it's frightening. It's mamish frightening. If someone thinks, listen, I'm not learning Torah now. Okay, I'm not being Mekai Mitzvah Sev Limra Torah. I should be. It's affecting myself. It has an effect only on me. He says he's missing an understanding of the entire Mitzvah Limra Torah. He doesn't understand Torah. What does it mean? He talking to Chalkal Sheruv Mitayr who Kushim Misuyemes Vila Teretz Alav Nafal Bedjuke Bechalkal Sheshimin. It could be Reuven has a Teretz. Akasha, I'm sorry, Reuven has a kasha. And Shimon, his chelik and Torah is to answer Reuven's kasha. Umiata, im Reuven yivazri this mane l'rik, if Reuven, he wastes his time, he lets it go to nothingness, he mamishes mavazri his time, and he doesn't accomplish and he doesn't learn. and does not bring forth the Torah that he should, yechsar begile kusha achas min haTorah, there's one kasha missing from the Torah. Vekivan shekach afim yamel viz yageya shimon b'chol koichosav, even a shimon will exert all his koiches to be able to do what his chelik is, come up with a teretz through Reuven's kasha. But there's no kasha because Reuven wasn't yegeya. We tell you, kach yaver the gili mashatzara choyliyas, here's the kasha, and Shimon is going to do everything he needs to do to bring about a teretz to the kasha. Akivon shechasu layakusha memele nehechrech ledvarav. If there's no kasha to his teretz, and his teretz is not a teretz to the kasha, chasa layis kol hayisoy chalav tzaruchu lahashis his binyonai. He was trying to build a building. He's going to answer his kasha, and there's no kasha there. So his whole building collapses. He's working on a teretz with no kasha. There's nothing here. Nimsa, im kain shebitel hazman eitzel Reuven, the bitel's man, the wasting of time that Reuven did. The poyel, he was mavatel teira of Shimon, bitel teira mamash eitzel Shimon. So Shimon didn't do anything wrong. Shimon exerted himself and used all his kaychais properly. But because Reuven didn't do it, he had to do. Not only was he mevatel the Torah HaKadosha, and the Bittel's man, his own Bittel's man, and Bittel Torah that he didn't bring across, to bring forth the kasha, he also was mevatel Shimon because Shimon had a teretz to a kasha that was non-existent. Ubizeh yesh levoris mamori chazal b'medrash. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar akra yoma mishum Rabbi Shmuel. She'ilu ha-Yisrael chaserim oid echad ha-hi makabam esatayra. Klal Yisrael were a unit, 600,000. We know the Rosh HaTevis of Yisrael is yesh shishim ribi ois esatayra. Each and every year has his portion in Torah. We needed each and every, all 600,000 had to be at Matan Torah to accept the Torah, because that is Torah Bishle Musa. Remember, Farshim Shem Kasid Lofi Shesh B'Torah Shishim Yibi Oisiz Kinegat Shishim Yibi Yisrael Kachtol Yishishim Yibi Memiloi Ayin Shem Medivrayim. Vabir Bezeh Shaminyan Shishim Yibi 600,000 Hu Akoyma Shal Klal Yisrael Each and every yid, each and every individual, he has his portion in Torah. It's only his, all the be mekabel, entire Torah. They needed to have all 600,000 yidden together as one to be mekabel to have a Torah b'shem Musa. Even if one individual of Yisrael were missing, the part that was for him, was designated for him, will not come forth. It'll be missing from the completion of the Torah. The Torah is not given over in half. The Torah is the words of the shame. The names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shehebon Asina El B'Shlemus. It's only possible to give over the Torah in completion. You can't give over the Torah in pieces. Shaitach Merakim, you call Yisrael. It's only going to work if it's Gantz Klal Yisrael. The Kama Neiro Hi Nekuda Zu. This is an unbelievable and awesome Nekuda that we have to focus and think about. The Kama Shoymin Anu Mutaycha. And we need to listen, hear, but not just hear, understand. Es namas hashchina, the roar of the shchina, hayotis b'chol yoy me'ar chayiv, that comes out from har chayiv every day, u'boichal she'ar shalasi b'teir v'ein yoysik, the Gemara in Chagiga. The roar of the shchina comes out every day. We need to focus our efforts. We have to learn as much as we can. We want to have our chelik in Torah. Each and every one of us, our own individual chelik of Torah. That is calling out. The Shekhinah is calling out to us. It's roaring. Take your part of Torah. This is your part. We have to be Isaac and Torah every moment that we're able to. Hayday shebi'arnu nekuda zu, tizbalon nekuda neflo nesefet v'kabos ha'Torah. Now that we understand this yisoid, this nekuda, there's another nekuda. Nekuda shayitza pamachal shalais Yosef. Ki yadua leikal lezak lezchus l'Torah. Yeshnam sedarim keitzad zeichem ba v'perki avis nishnu mem chas kinyanim shatayim niknes bem. It says in Perki Avis that 48 kinyanim ways that someone can be tayin atayra. V'mchasa be'echem kinyanay atayra le'kabal sara lefi erach kinyanay. If someone doesn't have all 48 of these, it's not a complete kinyan. Yeshnam sedarim yeshnam tenoim v'nidrashim lekach kav chaymtim sheyir shemayim siyata d'shemaya. The Torah HaKadosh was given to us directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was the shliach to bring it down, but it was given to us directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Baruch Habonu Nikol Lo'amim V'Nasan Lanu is Torah Say, HaTorah Nitna L'Kulam B'Shava. All of us receive the Torah equally. Nachoin Lo'i L'Chol Mokam Adam Yachal Yichanes. Be Yeshiva Shemal and Niskele Chanus the Makum Sheboy Rajba Varashi Kodesh Yechnesu. Dover Amel Chlimtsev Makum Shenlon is Shum Magaboy. Yeshidor Matkamo Adam Yochal Agia. Each person, we understand, can only get to a certain Madrega in Torah. Can I become as great as the Rajba? I don't come to the toenails of the Rajba. But we all have a connection to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu has no boundaries. So while I don't come to the pinky toe of the Rajba, but I can still have a connection to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu has no gevulim. Yesh neidavar hanikki kavayachal nishmasa dechol nishmasin haneshama hapnimiyas shal kol haneshamas kulam, the inner neshama of all neshamas v'zehu hakutra b'richu ayraisa v'yisrael v'afke sheyehudi roitza lasalak ezatzen yikol teri kula chesed Hashem shehushpalim matan teri avi l'matzev shebo yikol echem yisrael kosher b'nishmas yisrael, we're all tied with one neshama v'kesh ezehu be'etzem yehudi muvdul min agoy. A Yehudi is separated from the Goyim, and Metziah Zun, I send it to call Yehudi, the Yehudi Achiz, Bechol Terekula. We Yahim Shuyas, a Kenyan, Besherish, Asherosh, and we Kabul Achiz, Bechol Terekula. If one is connects himself to that true Sherish, he'll have a Kenyan in the whole Torah. Be your Indian Hukah. Besidri Abriya, Shekava, Akos, Shamish Barach, Beshesim, Abrashis, Yeshna Shetach, there's an area, Sheodam, Yocholi, Yichonas, Seichai, that a person can enter that area. Vyeshna Shetach, Shein Bavshus, Elikonas, Seichai. There's certain places that we can't get into those areas. Yeshnam Gevulois, and there are boundaries. Our Yizman Echot, Sheboy, is Batlukola Gevulois. There's a time that all of these boundaries disappear. Zman Matan Torah, time of Matan Torah, there were no boundaries. Kol Hametzias of Matan Torah, Hayse Bittel Kol Hagvulas. That was the Hametzias of Matan Torah, that all of the boundaries disappeared. Kol Hagvulas, Hitashtushu, Echaz Baruch Hu, Shubli Shum Gvul, Bittel as Kol Hagvulas, Hashem Yisbaruch Bolames Amor Torah Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to teach Klal Yisrael, each and every individual of Klal Yisrael, the Torah and the Mitzvahs. We don't understand this. We can't grasp these words. We're Yidden who believe Hayoidim ki Hashem Yidin Chachma, that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the wisdom. Pirusho Shal Adam Yeshes Asulam Shayakev Avinu Shagi Al Kisa Kavod. There was the ladder of Yaakov Avinu that reached the Kisa Kavod. Shere Talmud Torah Hu Kineged Kulam, because the Talmud Torah is Kineged Kulam. Who moved Nefesh HaChayim and brought down the Nefesh HaChayim. Shemadregis Talmud Torah Gevoya Af Yosem Me'olam Atzilus. Gevoya Me'al Gevoya. It is high above high. Different Olamos and Atzilus say it's higher than Atzilus. Betachtes HaSulam. B'mokim HaNochuv Nomoch B'Yosef. in the depths. Anachnu nimtzom oid loyoisa shvulas gezu mealkol halakol bereish asulam nimtza shamid baruch. On top of the ladder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Shaloya in kol gavul. There's no boundaries there. Mechazdei Hashemid baruch hamashpilei v'shmayim baruch. He looks down at us, Rebbei Nishalem, even though we're shofel down this world. All of the barriers were broken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked us at Torah. Me'ashamayim v'nichal ha'sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah and placed in ha'sinai. Shlomo Melech b'shir ha'shirim heides matan and Torah b'milim yishakhenim in the shikos pihu. Shlomo HaMelech and Shir ha'shirim uses the words yishakhenim in the shikos pihu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu ain't gevulais. There is no boundaries. Who is a mashu roitzim mamish kepshutai by yoyim she'eshel lezaches liskais by lenekuda zu hu yoyim shenitna by tayra shvus. El mole hu yoyim ekam yosef bishuk bishuki. If not, Yosef says, if not for the yom tov of shvus, then he'd be like any other Yosef, any other Joe in the marketplace. That was the day that all of the boundaries were broken. We can drink Minashiko is Piyu directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah that he's giving over to us. That is what Shavuos is all about. We need to realize that each one of us have our connection to the Torah, our part of the Torah that's only designated for each one of us, our own portion. And in addition, we don't have to compare ourselves to others. We shouldn't compare ourselves to others. We don't have to reach the heights of the Rishayim, the Achrayim, the Gedalim, the Gedalei Adar. But we still can have a Shaychus. There are no Gevulim. When we accept the Torah HaKadosha, there's no Gevulim in Matan Torah. There's no Gevulim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all have to get our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are we going to get to there? How can we be talking to Shikah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's going to get us there? Iker Nishika Magia Mitsida Yisbarach Nishika is Piyu Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. In time I kate out Zeichem and Nishika do, how are we going to be Zeichem to this kiss? Tshuva Seinu Rakai De Yerushamayim, it's only through Yerushamayim, Kinani Yechoyel Mecharas Pnima Kishiyeshna Mechitza. We can't bring to the inside when there's an outside barrier. Rakai De Shemasikim, Es Hamafim, Es Habitul Teirel, Em Es Askim Bechol Minishtuyos Vahavolim. Mekach Mekayim Es Hashem Es Halayiyah Lechol Elim Acher Aponai. We have to stay away from the shtuyos and the havolim of this world. We have to have Yirah Shamayim, and someone who's Yirah Shamayim, he's the one who can attain this level of Nishikos Piyu. He's able to put aside everything that's hindering him, his opportunities to grow in Ruchnius Melech, because Baruch Hu Mashpi Alav Neshika. And Reichi, the Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore Mashpi on him this Neshika, the kiss of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kein, and Reichi Hashem, like Echa, and Neshika, and Nimitzin, and Klaal, and Tin, and Leishin, and Klaal, 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 that the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's something that he can, his chayfetz that he deals with every day. A person has to be careful to regard it as his precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a result, that it should be precious to him too, so he should say the bracha over it with more simcha than when he says a blessing over any other pleasure of this world. His joy when he says the bracha indicates that he learned the Torah for its own sake, so he will merit to have offspring who continue to occupy themselves in Torah for its own sake. Torah lishma. Liyamosh nepicham picham pizacham pizer zeracham armeyat v'deilam. How is a person to keep the Torah in his life, in the life of his children, and his children's children, and so on and so forth? Person makes a bracha on pleasures of this world. He's not going to have to have proper kavanah for that. And he has a certain excitement. He's going to eat something that's tasty, something that's good. Make a bracha. A person says birchas atayra in the morning, he has to have that kishmak. Oh, I'm going to get to learn Torah today. He's going to make a bracha, a birchas Torah with a tremendous geschmack. Now, Ari Yisrov, so Salanta asks, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Torah is mateshes koicha shel adam. Torah learning is extremely energy consuming. The Torah saps a man's strength. That generation was not lax regarding Torah learning. We know that the generation when it was destroyed, Achavu Yushalayim, they were not lax in it. If so, he says, why, Taka, were they lax in making the bracha? A bracha is much easier than learning Torah. Torah they learned with the bread, and the bracha they couldn't make. Pshol Salanta says, first we need to understand, why do we make a bracha at all before learning Torah? Chachamim tell us, Nehemar and Menachis, Daf Mem Beis, that no bracha is said on a mitzvah unless the act is completed. It is for this reason that a bracha is said on mitzvahs such as Bris Milah and eating matzah at the Pesach Seder. On the other hand, although it is a mitzvah to make tefillin, no bracha is made when someone makes tefillin. No one says a bracha. No one says a bracha on making tefillin. Even once they are finished and ready to wear, for the mitzvah is completed only when the tefillin are actually worn, because that's the mitzvah. A bracha is said only when we tie them in place on the arm and on the head. Accordingly, one can think, why should we make a bracha over Torah? For we learn Torah in order to fulfill it, and until we fulfill our learning, the learning itself would seem to be only a hachona, a hechsher mitzvah, and not a completion of the mitzvah. If so, why do we make a bracha at all before we learn Torah? Zakti b'shol salanta. It must be that the bracha was instituted precisely to teach us that Torah learning is a mitzvah in its own right. When we learn for the sake of learning, that too is a mitzvah even before we fulfill that which what we learn. This aspect of Torah learning is a chayk, for it runs contrary to human understanding. Granted, our minds can accept and appreciate that it is a mitzvah to learn Torah in order to know how to fulfill it, as a chum tell us that an Amar Aretz cannot be a chassid. On the other hand, we do not appreciate why learning for the sake of learning is a mitzvah. And a Yetzirah makes us question the whole idea. What are you doing? What's the purpose? You're not going to follow the mitzvahs, or you can't follow the mitzvahs now. What are you learning for? In that generation, Klal Yisrael were at a low spiritual level. They were willing to do only what they understood, so they were willing to learn the Torah only in order to fulfill and observe, for that type of Torah learning made sense to them. I'll learn so they understand what I'm doing. As a result, the Torah learning was only a hechsher mitzvah, a means to fulfill other mitzvahs. For this reason, they did not make the bracha over the learning of Torah, because when a mitzvah is only a hechsher, is only to prepare for another mitzvah, it is not a complete mitzvah in its own right, and no bracha is said, as we explained before, regarding someone who makes tefillin. Tefillin is necessary. Someone has to make the tefillin in order to be yotze the mitzvah of putting it on, but the actual making of the tefillin is only a heksher mitzvah. It's a preparation of the mitzvah. So you wouldn't make a bracha on it. So they held that they were learning only in order to fulfill the Torah. That they understood. To learn for itself is a chayk. They didn't understand that. So therefore, they held they shouldn't make a bracha. This was the Avera that brought such serious punishment upon them. They did only what their minds grasped and accepted as necessary, and they failed to recognize that Torah learning is an end in itself. A great mitzvah, learning Torah Lishma for the sake of learning, simply in order to understand the Torah, not in order to fulfill. Of course, it has to be done as well in order to fulfill, but the person has to recognize that the learning itself is a mitzvah unto itself. Nachlas Yaakov, why do we say three brachas over the Torah? In addition, the order seems to be reversed. First, Hashem chose us and gave us the Torah. Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol Amim. But that bracha is the last one we say. The first bracha speaks of the command to be lasik b'Torah. But that only was able to take place after we have Baruch Abonu. So he says, really, the first bracha should be Asher Baruch Abonu, and then after that we should lasik b'Torah. Zokta Nesivas, that although the other nations were given the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, three important and essential differences exist between the Torah that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael and the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. First of all, it's a mitzvah to learn the Torah. While the Goyim have no mitzvah to learn the seven mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah to study it and learn it. They need to know it in order to fulfill it, but there's no mitzvah in the actual learning. Secondly, the Torah has an inner hidden compartment as well as outer compartment, outer clothing. The Malachim wanted the Torah because of its inner hidden component, but because the angels are not me'olam hazeh, they lack external clothing, their request was denied, and the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Thirdly, the Torah itself contains built-in provisions for settling matters of doubt. Questions about the Torah are resolved by Chachmei HaTorah, although they are able to judge only on the basis of limited human intelligence. The three brachas on the Torah reflect these three principles. Bracha number one, La'asek b'divrei Torah, is Torah learning in itself a mitzvah. That is number one. We learn the La'asek b'divrei Torah because that is a mitzvah. The next bracha, someone who teaches, the Kaddish Baruch who teaches Torah, La'ama Yisrael, the Torah has a hidden inner component which human intelligence is incapable of grasping on its own. The Kaddish Baruch Hu must send us illumination because this part of the Torah is inherently hidden to us. We therefore daven that Kaddish Baruch Hu teach this part of Torah to Klal Yisrael, because there's no way possible for us to grasp it. It's completely hidden. It's completely in the inner parts of Torah, and there's no way for us to understand it. And this is what we're talking about of the second bracha of Aharivna. The last bracha, Hashem Baruch Abonu, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us out of all of the nations and gave us His Torah. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael as a gift. He was so generous that He handed us over to us even the authority to resolve questions of Torah law. Despite the limitations of human intelligence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemayim, concur with the Chachamim. These are the three brachas. Number one is to occupy us with the Torah. The Torah itself is learning the mitzvah. Number two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hidden inner compartment that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us, we can't get anywhere in that part. And the third one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah to us so much so that even though we have limited human intelligence, we're able to give Pesach Halacha on the Torah HaKadosh. Much to be learned from this. We have to realize each one of us have our portion in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to us. We have to recognize its importance, and we should say Birchas HaTorah with much kavanah.